I'm Dean, I'm the dad.
I'm Laura, I'm the mom.
And I'm Kristen, I'm the daughter.
And together we are... Family Plot!
The Family Plot Podcast, a show where we discuss history,
folklore,
true crime, and the paranormal.
Minus all the oogie bits. We are PG-13.
I'm almost 15 now.
Don't ruin the commercial.
Catch us looking into special topics like
the origins of fairy tales,
Sherlock Holmes,
and the trial of Dr. Hyde and Mr. Swope.
Find out who Dad Man Crush is,
or what happens in Krista's corner.
But behave, you two!
So come be a part of the fam.
Available on Google, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Family Plot Podcast. Bye!
I'm Maddie.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos
in this room. Like a song, like a sand snubble! Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hey everyone, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Amber.
And we're
Witches Talking Tarot.
And today we're going to be diving into the Suit of Cups.
Now, we're going to pour it all out.
I don't know if that's a good idea. We want our cups. Oh, and running over.
Oh, but when you let the water flow, you can feel the emotion.
So the Suit of Cups is actually my personal favorite suit in the tarot deck.
It's the easiest for me to remember.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel that way about swords, I think. Is it swords? Definitely not coins. Or am I always fucking up swords?
I don't know. I get swords and spears mixed up.
So I'm like, wait, hold on. That's fucking wrong.
But like cups.
No, maybe like, cups. I guess cups.
And like, and I do, I guess cups is my second favorite because earth is my favorite. Or coins, you know. And so like, those are the two that I remember the best. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like when I'm like able to just kind of sit and think about it. I don't have a problem with any of them, if that makes sense.
But no, like, I get you. Like, but when you're doing the fast readings on like our Facebook lives, you guys should check us out on Facebook.com/AmberIsTheColor and Facebook.com/PeaceLoveAndTeaLeaves every other Sunday or Saturday.
We're working on the schedule. See what works best.
We do tarot readings, but you can buy an awesome 8-card reading and join us on our podcast here.
Right, where you get to interact with us because on Facebook you just get to listen.
Right, it's only like the occasional card pull on Facebook. Right. We're talking an in-depth eight card reading.
It covers a full month for you.
Yes, exactly.
And you get to discuss it with us, which I mean, one of my favorite things about doing readings at events in person is that I get the opportunity to kind of like just talk to the people.
Well, it helps the energy flow.
It does help the energy flow, I think. And I think them being able to like respond and stuff, because like sometimes like you had said earlier, and this has nothing to do with the Suit of Cups, so sorry guys, but you had said earlier something about this was the perfect example of somebody knowing too much but and letting that affect their reading, right?
Yes.
Like once in a blue moon the conversation affects what I say in the reading, but then because the person's able to talk back to me, they say, well, that doesn't make sense, but this does. And then they go, oh well, with these other cards, yeah, that totally makes sense. And here's how that all works out, and whatever. And it's just that nice piece because I generally don't ask what they want a reading about. I'm just like, talk about yourself.
Right,
because I feel like that energy flows that way, and I don't try to ever use any of that.
Right.
But like this one time, I was doing this reading for this guy at an event in Tulsa, and he was one of the other vendors, and it was a really nice reading. I think I was doing a 5-card reading on him, and it was really cool conversation that we were having, and I really enjoyed listening to him, whatever. But because he had talked about his dog a whole lot. And so like I had come upon this one card and like you know, loyalty and like the relationship aspect of the card, I was like, oh, well, maybe this is about your dog. And he's like, I don't think so. I think that's about blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, that makes way more sense with everything right. else. But because he'd been talking about his dog, I did let that affect where I was coming from on this one card. And I was completely wrong. I was completely wrong. But, you know, it was about work or something, mm-hmm. not about his dog taking care of him. It is what it is, but I mean... Otherwise, beyond that one little time, I love the conversation back and forth. So if you have a reading on the show, conversation back and forth.
I love it. Yeah.
And we can tell you, like, you're going to get back with your ex-girlfriend and watch out. She might get pregnant. Sorry. Like, that was also a reading in person. Readings are fun.
Readings are fun. So the Suit of Cups is absolutely my favorite suit in the tarot.
Well, and it starts off so positively because the Ace of Cups brings about positive things in relationships. It can mean a pregnancy. It can mean new relationships and new beginnings in a relationship.
So the cups in general are all about emotions.
And water.
And
they also represent West and Autumn.
So
with psychic ability as well.
Right. So with water comes fluidity. That's mm-hmm. the word, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, I said that right.
And now. That's why I said, we're going to pour it all out because when the water is stagnant, it's gross and you don't drink it. You don't drink mm-hmm. in of those things. But when the water is flowing, it's clean water that you can imbibe and refresh yourself with.
Well, and with, I don't fucking remember these things.
With the cups, you want the fluidity of water.
Oh, okay. So the thing about the cups, so we're representing emotions. And emotions are as unpredictable as water. We've got the thundering, like, storms that come with it, the anger, the frustration. But we've also got the sweet, gentle flow of a stream.
The morning dew.
The morning
dew. The most gentle water exactly. you can think of. It's that which has separated from air. Mm-hmm. So it has let go of that intellect piece and it has just let all of the scattered emotions come together and rest.
Now with all...
Sorry, I never thought about morning dew and water like in this way before.
It is the
gentlest water that I can think of. It's gentler than a light rain. It's mm-hmm. gentler than a stream. Mm-hmm. It's the most gentle water. That's why you collect dew for fucking spells. Oh my God.
Now,
wait a minute. Holy shit.
The negative aspect of cups can be overthinking, being overly emotional. One of my favorite cups are...
Well, not overthinking, being overly emotional.
Overly emotional, yes. Because one of my favorite cards would be the Seven of Cups, and that's all about overthinking, making assumptions. You're thinking with your heart and not your brain.
Oh, no, that is my favorite because the Seven of Cups in everything that I have ever read is
it the Six of Cups? Am I talking about the Six of Cups then? Six or Seven of Cups is all about overthinking and using your imagination and making. I'm thinking about
maybe
Six of
the
Cups.
Six of Cups, the nostalgia card, the rose-colored glasses.
No,
card.
It's definitely
the Seven of Cups. Is when you have an opportunity to make a new change and take a new path. Maybe Seven of Cups reversed is overthinking, and if I continue what I'm going to say, we're going to go all the way through the Nine of Cups. So may as well get to. We've already talked about what the Ace of Cups can bring, but so we can, instead of going that way, I will
dreams. Okay. So upright. So reversed, it is all about overthinking and making assumptions. Upright, it's about dreams and having fantasies.
Well, and not just dreams and fantasies, but like having your dreams that wishes. You take into fruition, because the Seven of Cups, like, each suit is a journey unto itself. So the Seven of Cups is this opportunity to make a change with your actions and do something new, create a new path, start a new something, take your dreams and make them real. Mm-hmm. Because then in the Eight of Cups, we're starting on a new path And the Nine of Cups is the Wishes Granted card, mm-hmm. because they all flow together right. like water.
Well, and like with the Warning, it's also illusions and overthinking when it comes to your dreams and not being able to make that way.
Each well, and again, it has to do with making the right choice in that new path. Because like the Seven of Cups being like these, you have all these options mm-hmm. to go forward. And like, and that's how you move from the Seven of Cups to the Eight of Cups, where the Eight of Cups is opportunity to take a new path, starting off on a new venture. And then in the Nine of Cups, because we've done all the work, we get to the Wishes Granted card. And I love the Nine of Cups. That's probably my favorite in the whole suit. And like, I love the way that you see the pattern of the mm-hmm. cups, because when you start with the Ace of Cups and your cup runneth over with good emotion and good fortune for a relationship that you're in or a new relationship, possible pregnancy, mm-hmm. fertility.
Which brings us to the two of cups, which is a good partnership. Yes. And then we have the Three of Cups, which is
a celebration card. Whether you're celebrating like a new birth or a wedding or a pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Like it's always pictured as three people coming together.
Mm-hmm. And the Four of Cups?
Is the Four of Cups. I know in your Game of Thrones deck, it's the but in mine it's a little bit different, because in my in the things that I have, it's mm-hmm. like an opportunity to end dissatisfaction, mm-hmm. taking another way out of your situation, but it's also if it looks too good to be true,
right? So the whole thing about like the cups, the not necessarily negative aspect, but is overthinking and thinking with your heart and not your head, which comes in with the Four of Cups, being offered an opportunity that may or may not be too good to be true. Then we have the Five of Cups, which is the Mourning card, which is the Mourning card upright and upside down.
And it's like, it's also though a not all is lost card, because mm-hmm. even though you've lost some, you still have some in reserve, mm-hmm. which, you know, like it. The Five of Cups reminds me of the Five of Coins mm-hmm. so much, because they have very similar messages. You're having an awful experience, but not all is lost. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because mm-hmm. like in the Five of Cups in the Game of Thrones deck is where
Cersei's crying because all of her children are dead, but she's pregnant. So she still has one. Right. Which, I mean, of course, doesn't make it to fruition, but the Six of Cups is not the Six of Coins, which I got it confused with. The Six of Cups is
the nostalgia card.
The nostalgia card, right. Again, you've got the nostalgia card looking back and remembering the past and remembering what it was. But again, we're in danger of overthinking and letting right. your emotions overrun. We're
in the reverse, it's rose-colored glasses. Glasses. What I like.
So that's it. Like, I'm trying to address the positive and the negative. So like it's totally great to remember the past. We love reminiscing with an old friend. Don't get easily swayed and decide, damn, what could have been? You know what right. I mean? Like, damn, well, that was really good. What happened?
Nostalgia always has a warning with it, and especially the nostalgia card. Because nostalgia, we're reminiscing mm-hmm. about the past. We are all time travelers, okay? Because in all of our brains, we can move to any part of the past. Mm-hmm. And we can revisit it and we can re-experience mm-hmm. it within our own minds. And in that way, we are traveling in time. But as we revisit this, like mm-hmm. there are scientific things that prove this as well, but every time we revisit a memory, mm-hmm. we alter it with our own perception of
our perception, our emotions, right. you know.
And so the rose-colored glasses part of the nostalgia card of the Six of Cups mm-hmm. is that warning that you're making it out to be way better than it was. Right.
Which is where, you know, we've got the Seven of Cups coming in, which is like, we have dreams, we have ambitions, we're going to be able to do this. Yeah. But again, with that warning,
we have to make the right choice. Right. If we act impulsively,
well, and don't
everything
be,
will be lost.
Don't be don't fall into the illusions of what could be. It goes really hand in hand with the Six of card, because it's like, be careful with the rose-colored glasses. This one's like, you're going to make a important decision that has to do with your dreams and your future, but don't fall for the illusion.
Right. It has to be the right decision so that you can keep moving forward in the journey. Because if you don't take the time, if you act too impulsively, if you let your heart take over your mind, if you allow your emotions to run wild, then you are unlikely.
I'm glad we went back and did it all in one, because I'm like, hold on, I'm trying to fucking say this. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
That's why I was like, I don't want to go all the way through right now, because it's a whole journey.
It is.
Right?
Like, I'm so glad we went back, because I missed the Seven of Cups right in the fucking middle of it. Like,
and I get it, because like the Nine is my favorite. Yeah. And I mean, that's not in the beginning of because the Eight of Cups, after the Seven of Cups, where you can't be too impulsive, you can't let your heart rule you. You have to make the right decision.
Right.
So in whatever opportunity that you're given, right? And which, just to take it back a little bit, in the Four of Cups, we're offered that opportunity to end dissatisfaction,
right?
And that has been carrying through this whole way, if you haven't noticed.
Because it's all saying be careful.
Into the Five, where we are mourning, but not all is lost, right? So we've ended our dissatisfaction, but somehow we're sad. We still have more to look forward to. We can't just look back on the past where we were dissatisfied and think it's all good. We have to move forward, but we have to be using our head with our heart so that we make the right decision at the Seven of Cups juncture, because that's where the opportunity is. The opportunity lies in that juncture in the journey. Because in the Eight of Cups is where we have an opportunity to create a new path. We have, that's my main takeaway for that card, but there's more along there.
I'm trying
to
imagine it in my head.
Because I'm like, which card is your, like, the Game of Thrones Eight of Cups is, I'm trying to remember, because I don't, in my Green Witch Eight of Cups, it's literally somebody preparing to start this new path that they chose in the previous step, right? When they were making their choices. So now they've made their choices and they're preparing, they're working on themselves so that they can go off on this next piece. And it's all about starting that new path. But to start that new path, you have to have laid the proper foundation, right? Because the new path that you go on in the Eight of Cups, and there is more to the Eight of Cups than a new path.
I'm just going to look up my...
New path is what always comes to me with the Eight of Cups, because of that piece in the way that the journey works. But there's slightly more to it as well, because again, Cups, yes, it's emotion, but sometimes when you're looking at that, there's social things that are involved, like social expectations, social activities.
Stances. Eight of Cups is actually one of my favorite ones. I had to look it up. I was like, what the fuck is Eight of Cups? And then I saw the picture. It's the walking away from situations that no longer serve you. In my deck, it's represented by Jon Snow walking away from the Night's Watch. His watch is ended.
So because he chose a new path.
Because he chose a new path. Exactly. Right. So, like with the Death card, we're going to have to say goodbye to situations, friends, family that no longer serve us. Our watch has ended. We are moving forward. I love that fucking card. I totally forgot. I just have to see how we get to the
Nine of Cups, which is the Wishes Granted card. If we've been doing all the things that and following the signs from the universe. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I said okay because the imagery the imagery for the Eight of Cups is usually someone walking away from it. So that's why, like, sometimes if I don't remember a definition, I just gotta see the picture.
Yeah, no, you know, and that makes sense, because I'm in the Green Witch Eight of Cups. He's preparing to leave the cups. He's getting everything ready to go on the new adventure.
Well, and you said Nine of Cups, and I was like, and then you said the Wish Granted card. I was like, okay, yeah, I get
it's you. It's the Wishes Granted card. If you have done all the work, you've put in all the work. Check out last week's episodes.
yeah, seriously,
you put in the work. My dog be trying to fuck shit up. If you put in the work, Starlet, she's not going to pet you right now because you're knocking the microphone over. Say hi, Star.
You put in the work. You get back.
You get back what you put in. Your wishes can be granted. You get what you're looking for. which is perfect because then in the Ten of Cups, it's the house, like the everything. It's not the household happiness card because that.
Oh, the Ten of Cups is the family happiness. Family card. Happiness. Yes. So this is like,
which again is very similar to the.
Yes, this is coins, financially. Is this is family. This is relationship. This things is are like going really well.
Yeah, you're not stressing out where you live. Like you're
exactly.
It's the family happiness card. You are content. You are able to provide for whomever it is that's your family. You know what I mean?
And you had to work through stress and anxiety and overthinking, all that shit that comes with our emotions to get there. Yes. We all have to go through that. And then we've got the Queen of Cups and the Queen of Cups.
Page and Knight.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to do them last for some reason. Page of Cups. Page of Cups can also represent a psychic individual or someone that
psychic abilities. Yes.
Because we're awakening after this journey.
Yes. And we're taking the things that we've learned and like not betterfying them. That's not a word. Like betterfying is not a word, but we're taking everything we've learned and we're like putting it into real action. Uh-huh. And so when we've been doing all these emotional, like getting our emotions and our head together, we're opening that third eye.
Yes, and we're able to see things more clearly, physically, as well as spiritually and emotionally. This is an emotional journey.
It is.
And we're going into the Knight of Cups. And the Knight of Cups.
Knight of Cups. Sometimes we like to, especially when we're doing readings, we call him your knight in shining armor cup.
Yes, but John Snow.
Yes, he can also represent like not somebody else, but social engagements or that next step in taking what you've learned and moving forward with it, right? He can represent like an even furtherance.
Well, and somebody that's good with communication as well. Somebody who has learned themselves and they're good at communicating. Now, when they are reversed, it's somebody who's not at that stage. Manipulative. Someone who sucks at expressing their emotions.
Right. And they sometimes misrepresenting themselves. Am I remembering that right?
I believe so. Oh,
that might be the Knight of Swords.
Knight of Swords, I think. Okay. But I know for a fact that
the Knight cards all blend for me. But there's a reason because
they're similar. For some reason, during this whole video, I've been trying not to confuse coins and cups. Maybe it's because you said you did that. Because you said you said Six of Cups, and in my head, I'm imagining Six of Coins. I'm like, oh, that's the sharing card. No, that's the Six of Coins. You know,
that is the generosity.
Yes.
Card,
But anyway, Knight of Cups. If it's reversed, it's somebody who has trouble expressing themselves and who has trouble sharing their emotions. But upright, it's coming into being able to share our emotions, being confident in how they feel. Which brings us to the Queen.
Yes. Queen. She is just the most nurturing, sensitive mother, basically, is the way I think of her card. Sorry, everybody on YouTube. My dog is just, I'm trying to keep her from knocking the microphone.
You want me to grab
again.
The microphone?
No, you're good. I just don't know what her deal is right now.
But it's the female aspect. Or the feminine energy aspect of being in tune with one's emotions. She's very nurturing. She's very mothering.
She's like super sympathetic. Yes. She's probably the most sympathetic bit of energy in the deck. She's the most nurturing.
Emotional, but not in a bad way.
Unless she's reversed. And then her emotions are out of whack.
Yes, if she's reversed, then it's, again, like with the Knight of Cups, having trouble expressing her emotions. Maybe she's hormonal. I'm saying that as a hormonal woman. You know what I mean? Like,
as opposed to being empathetic and sympathetic, she's more like
overprotective.
Or not just overprotective, but, you know, manipulative. With that you... we're just gonna like Dee Dee Blanchard, you know, like
we've been talking about her all day.
About her daughter today. But like Dee Dee, like she looked on the outside like a super supportive, emotionally nurturing mother, but really she was manipulating that relationship in every facet, every single way, you know? And so like that could be the Queen of Cups reverse kind of energy. I'm just trying to find a way to put it. Like, because I don't just mean like Munchausen by proxy, but also
and dark,
not that.
Well, and then we've got the King of Cups, and we're coming up on the King of Cups. But who's the motherfucking King of Cups?
He is legal advice, and he is not legal advice. He is good advice. He's a good advisor, and he brings to the table social engagements and social upward movement, and he brings to the table like arts and sciences and but
grandfatherly sage vibes.
Beyond just like those book terms. For me, he is the utmost of the man who is able to control his emotions and use logic and emotion to rule his kingdom beneficially and benevolently.
He's got that balance, you know, like he's a very masculine figure, but he's not toxic masculine figure. He's able to express his emotions accurately without.
He's comfortable in his masculinity. So when he's exerting his power, he's not exerting power.
Right.
He is benevolently ruling his kingdom to make sure that everyone is fulfilled like he is emotionally. That's the energy that his card gives to me. I know you probably won't find that in a book, but the more I have studied tarot, the more I've seen the patterns along the way. Cause like I would love, after we get through all the suits, I'd love to do an episode where we talk about the connection between the two cards and the five cards and the seven cards, because there is a connection between each placement in the suit. You know what I mean?
Well, and like,
excuse me. Sorry.
I was getting him confused with coins. He is not the financial master.
Right.
But,
but he is still a master.
He is, of course.
He's the master of ruling your emotions and your logic together so that neither outweighs the other.
Yeah.
He is in balance there. Because to be a good leader, you must be able to balance both of these things.
Yes.
A leader who is too logical and less emotional is the leader that
seems heartless.
Yes. And then the leader who is too emotional and not logical enough is the one who will make decisions that are very bad for everybody. But when you can balance both.
Mysterious Targaryen.
See, I was thinking Free Palestine. But, you know, you've got to have a fine balance so that everybody is, you know. And that is the energy that I get from the King of.
Well, and honestly, that's cups. The energy you get from all of the cups. You have to have that perfect balance of thinking with your heart and thinking with your brain. Because throughout the whole deck, the whole suit of cups, we see how thinking with your heart too much can cause distress. But we see how thinking with your heart and your brain equally is how we're going to move.
Right.
Which is very hard. As someone who is, I am no longer calling myself emotional. I am someone who feels deeply. It can be difficult. I feel very deeply.
Yes.
But it is something that you work on. And there are some people who don't feel as deeply. Not that they're sociopaths. They just think more with their brain.
Yeah.
And it's, you've got to find that perfect balance. Easier said than done.
It is.
From both perspectives.
It is. Yeah. Because like, pain and love are the same thing.
They are.
No, they are. Like, chemically, they're the same feeling. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you have to find that balance in both things so that you can move forward. And, I mean, you know, I don't usually refer to myself as an emotional person. But I am, you know, because, like, my cup runneth over with emotions.
Right. I'm very passionate. You feel deeply.
I do.
Because I call myself emotional for so long until I think, like, literally yesterday or the day before, it was like, stop calling yourself emotional. Unfortunately, people hear that and they think it's a negative thing. It's not negative to feel deeply. It's a gift to feel deeply.
And it's difficult.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm like, I love this world and I just want to save this world and it hurts.
No, I feel you.
But you have to find a balance so that you can love your family. It hurts how much I love this entire world and all of the people in it, Free Palestine. It hurts. It hurts deeply. Like, that is why I won't stop with how I feel or what I think or any of it, because my cup runneth over, and if I keep it all within, I would explode all the liquid.
It hurts.
It really does.
Yeah,
but you have to. Yeah, but you're right. Like, in order to move forward, we have to find that balance, because every place where we get an imbalance, we're not going to be able to move to that next step of the journey where we can get to the end, where we are an emotionally benevolent, emotionally buoyant. Because our emotions and our logic and our rationale are able to all exist in the same place. And we are able to rule our kingdom, whatever that is, whether it's just ourselves or our household. We're able to rule it benevolently, like the King of Cups.
I think that was a great way to describe and tell the story of the cups. I love the cups. So next time we'll be, what is the next one? It's cups.
I would like to do cups next. Or, I mean, I would like to do coins next. Just because, like you said, for you, cups is first. For me, it's always coins.
It's always coins. Yeah.
Earth, air, fire, water.
So I would be totally down for doing coins, which is really funny because cups is all about our emotions and how we feel. And coins is all about our physical, right here, material things. So I think that'll be really fun to couple with.
I do too. And I also like the idea that that means that spears and swords will be done hand in hand, or not hand in hand, but like, you know, one and then the other, because I happen to sometimes get them confused with each other.
I do all the time.
Yeah, it's so I think that'll be good for discussion. Discussionary pieces.
Yes.
Fuck. I can't.
I know. I was
like, what word? I'm gonna go with pieces. It works. It is a word that works. So if you want to help us with our words even further, you can support your favorite witches by getting your own tarot reading and seeing which of the cups or the other cards come out for you in an 8-card reading for $35. And you get to have some fun with your favorite witches. And you can hit us up at witchestalkingtarot@gmail.com if you would like to secure a reading of your very own. And another way to support your favorite witches is on patreon.com/witchestalkingtarot for as little as 6 quarters a month. So thank you to Death by DVD,
Melissa,
Victoria,
and Pam. You can also find us on Facebook, Threads, and Instagram @witchestalkingtarot.
And you can find us on the X @classyswitches, because we're the classy switches you know. Thanks for coming to sit with us. I was waiting for you to do it.
Hello, twisted humans. Do you find yourself wanting to know more about the latest murder, conspiracy, cult, or haunting?
Then this is the podcast for you.
In 1952, there was a record high of UFOs reported. 1,500 sightings.
There has been evidence of human sacrifice, devil worship, and it is haunted by more spirits than can be counted.
A family of 2 adults and 2 kids reportedly saw a giant flying thing with glowing red eyes.
And meanwhile, the family's nanny that helped Veronica to care for her and Lucian's children was found bludgeoned to death in the basement of their family home.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Sierra. And this is Twisted and Uncorked.